Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome, welcome to another beautiful edition of Sisters Talk Radio. And this is a very special one. We have Savitri back with us today. Savitri, welcome.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Yes, you've been traveling around the world, and it's just always fantastic when you're back on the show. So I'm so pleased you're here. And today we have a fascinating guest, and I have to, once I introduce her, I have to tell you how this all came about. Mm-hmm. My guest name is Gaia, and Gaia is a friend of mine, and she's also a meditation student of Savitri, which is how I knew her. And Gaia was born in Belarus in Russia, and she received her early education at home and at public school. And during the last 4 years of school, she attended a gifted program with an emphasis on physics and mathematics. Now, get this. After she graduated with honors at age 16, she attended the Belarusian State Medical University at age 16, and also the Faculty of General Medicine, with the Faculty of General Medicine. With the death of her father in 1992, she decided to leave the career of a medical doctor and pursue a new one. She attended the Belarusian Trade and Economic University with a focus on economics, commerce, and management. And during that graduation year, she got married, moved to Israel to live with her husband in 1995. And that's where another portion of her career took off. While she was in Israel, she attended the Shankar College of Engineering and Design, the Department of Fashion and Textile Design. So on my write-up, I had said she was an engineer, but not really. I got clarity that it was engineering of fashion and textile design. And she was able to study for 3 years, studying art and illustration for children's books with a world-renowned artist and illustrator, Wolf Bulba, at his studio in Tel Aviv. So in the year 2000, she and her husband moved to the U.S., where she's been here ever since. And we were so fortunate that she chose Washington State with her family to be here. And she's got two beautiful daughters, ages 10 and 11. Gaia, welcome to the show.
Hello, 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 dear Savitri. Hello, yes. Mona. I'm so grateful to be on the show. And I'm really delightful.
Well, thank you. And you know, how this came about was a funny story. We both attended a baby shower last Sunday.
It was a birthday.
Birthday party, excuse me. Baby shower, birthday party.
Almost the same.
Exactly. It was a celebration.
Yes.
And in the kitchen, Gaia had brought these amazing cupcakes. And I was commenting on how amazing they tasted. And of course, we don't want to ask for the recipe. And she told me she had no recipe. And I said, what? No recipe? She says, no, I never cook with a recipe. I cook with just my intuition. And I just, my eyes went big because I couldn't imagine baking without a recipe. Mm-hmm. And that's what sparked the conversation for this show. And I had no idea of her background, of this incredible amount of education, and the fact that you did not allow your education to trump your intuition. And that's where the basis of the show came from today. So I wanted to start the show off with a question of, when did you know early in your life that you had a special gift of intuition?
It's a tough question. I think as early as I can remember myself, I felt always different from everyone I knew. Even my mom, She's a teacher. She's great. And she's not very religious, but I remember when I was a little child, she said, I gave birth to you, but you're not my daughter. I said, Mom, how can that be? I am your daughter. She said, no, I gave birth to you, but you come from God. And my mom, not being religious, saying word God, for me it was a revelation. I don't know. Of course, I understood nothing back then. But now, I don't know. We all have a special purpose in this life, and I don't know. I always felt different.
So your mom knew that you were navigating your way through life with a different energy.
I think so. My mom is a very intuitive person.
She is intuitive.
Yes.
So she honored your gift, even at an early age?
She let it be, and she allowed me to develop the way that I wanted.
And so what was that way?
Everything that I was doing was accepted, and my mom never told me what to do.
Wow. Savitri, any comments on that?
That's beautiful. That truly that proves she comes from intuition. Because when it's intuitive, they truly allow people around them to blossom the way they're meant to blossom. Because most parents are not intuitive in general, and they usually go by how they were brought up, or how the media tells you to bring up your children, or how the school tells you to bring up your children. So it's very rare when you have a parent that has an intuition to allow a child to have the freedom to be their true selves.
Gaia, how did your mom keep you paying attention or focusing on that intuition as she enrolled you in school?
My mom was a single parent. My mom and my dad got divorced when my mom was just 7 months pregnant with me. Quite a story. And because she was a single mom, she needed to work 24/7. And I just had this free time. And it wasn't lots of opportunities. It was lots of toys or any television or anything to entertain me. So I needed to figure out how to entertain myself. And this is how creativity came up with. When I went to school, it was just basic subjects. Of course, in the elementary school, it was reading, writing, math. But I don't remember that we were told what to do, how to do, even I was still living in the Soviet Union. It was like in 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I was told, or we were told, but I don't remember that. So it just, I decided to block it. So I don't remember.
That's okay. So you went through your childhood years, you went through grade school, what their version of junior high would be. And so when did you find that intuition started to emerge?
You know, for a couple of years, I went against my intuition. And this is how I ended up in medical school.
Explain.
I always had a passion for art, and my dad, we're still great friends, like we were great friends even after my mom got divorced. He said it's better to be an ordinary engineer or an ordinary doctor than an ordinary artist. And it hit me so hard. And I decided, okay, maybe I'm an ordinary artist, but at least I can be a doctor. So this is why I went to medical school. And of course, I learned a lot. I did great, but I didn't like it. And by the end, I suffered so much from not being able to separate myself from my patients because I was taking every single illness, every single disease so personally, and everything went through my body.
Oh.
And it was hard.
Ah.
So after death of my dad, I decided to quit and just pursue a new career.
Wow. How long did you actually practice as a doctor?
Not long, just a year. So
that's enough. So then you decided to go back to school?
Back to economic. I mean, not back to school. I got accepted to another university to study economics.
Economics, yeah. Okay. And then from the School of Economics,
mm-hmm.
then you went to Israel.
Yes.
And that's where you popped into that wonderful
that's
school.
Right. Yes. I decided to do everything from scratch and
beautiful.
Start a new life.
Beautiful. Well, it's perfect timing because we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to pick up where your life is now. So
wonderful.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona, Savitri, and Gaia.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to our second segment of Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and I have Savitri with us. Welcome, Savitri.
Welcome, welcome.
You know, and Gaia, our beautiful guest, Gaia.
Yeah, we
and
have
so right before the break, Gaia, we were talking about your education, and you were just had moved to Israel, where you found this beautiful school of the Shanker College of Engineering and Design. And that's where you really, I assume, felt at home?
Absolutely, yes. That's the right word. I felt at home.
And what exactly did you study there? What angle?
I studied fashion and textile design.
Uh-huh. So during this education, obviously you felt like your heart was opening much more.
Absolutely, because I always saw beauty around me, but I was able to produce something to bring more beauty in this world.
So at the break we were talking about when somebody like you that has so much education, Western education can so often train the mind in a certain way that it runs over intuition. How did you keep in contact with your intuition?
I think from always feeling that I'm a little bit different, and I don't know.
How were you using your feelings? Obviously, you were paying attention all this time to how you were feeling.
That's correct, yeah. And if it doesn't feel right, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So it should be right.
Yes.
It should feel right here, right in the middle of your heart center.
So when you were going through that college, even though there was there was education that was being imparted to you, you didn't feel that it interfered with your intuition?
No, because it was so creative. We did so many creative projects, and it was just pure art. And, art is creative.
Yes. And this is where you met your husband as well?
No. First time I met my husband back in Russia in seventh grade.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes. So, but his family left to Israel, and after finishing high school, and I stayed in Russia.
Okay. So, does he have that same sense of intuition, or does he have that gift?
First of all, he's a guy.
Yes.
And with guys, it's a completely different story.
How is it different for you?
He knows what he knows, and sometimes he doesn't want to accept other people's feelings or other people's knowledge, let's say that.
Okay. So he's very bright, but he doesn't have the same... we all have intuition. Does he run his life with his intuition like you run your life?
I hope so, yes.
Okay.
But our intuitions are different.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you graduated from that college, and you had a chance to study with this great artist, and then
yes.
You...
It was simultaneously, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you came to the United States. What did you do when you came to the United States?
Oh, when I got here, I got pregnant, and it's a simple story. Yeah, I had my first child, and a year later, I had my second child.
Oh, my.
Yes, they're only 1 year apart. Now they're 10 and 11 years old. And
so how have you raised your children with, how have you guided them to stay in touch with their intuition?
Actually, my children helped me to stay touched with myself.
Uh-huh.
And from that, I think we try to do everything together. And first of all, we have to enjoy what we do. And I always accept my kids as something better, something wiser, something more bigger than myself, actually.
Do you send
it's a great respect? Just having greater respect to your kids.
That's beautiful, because a lot of parents, I think, in the process of parenting, forget to respect their children. Would you say that would be true?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, My family is my family, and those things that I hear from other families, it might be true for them, but yes. It's completely different.
Did you put your children through public education?
Yes, they both go to public school now.
And
but we supplement so much at home. So mostly we do everything at home.
Okay, so they do have a regular school
mm-hmm.
schedule.
Yes, but in addition to that, we do our stuff mostly at home.
What do you teach them at home?
I teach them art, if they're accepting it. Sometimes they're really stubborn. They say, Mom, we'll do it's our way. I said, yes, of course, your way is much better than mine.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And I teach them mathematics. I cannot skip that.
Yes.
For me, it's very important.
Yes.
Just to put mind together and, you know, being able to generate ideas no matter what kind of ideas, just being able to create anything.
Well, mathematics, Savitri, you've said this, where mathematics is actually in a very important part of intuition because it gives the mind precision. Do you have any comments on that, Savitri, for intuition, mathematics?
Actually, the whole universe, actually the language of our soul and the language of the Creator is through mathematics. I know it seems odd, but the feelings are a big part of the connecting with our soul. But the structure of the whole universe is really numbers, is really putting the precision of numbers. And I've also loved math myself, and I was quite shocked when I started to meditate how when I went deep, deep into my soul's presence and was get guided with information, I would see mathematical formulas. And not from what I learned in school. There were just these mathematical formulas, and my soul would start showing me how this is how the universe is created through mathematics. So actually, mathematics, to train your brain with mathematics actually helps you to be much more intuitive. And that's why I found Natalie to be quite fascinating, because she had this incredible training with her medical background and the love for mathematics. And a lot of people don't allow that training to help support them towards their soul. And what was beautiful about Gaia was that she did allow that training to help her connect more with her soul.
Beautiful. So, Gaia, how did you come to find Savitri in your journey?
I think it happened through a pure miracle, and now I live in a constant stage of miracles. And I think my life now is just a miracle. And knowing Savitri and being so privileged to have her as an amazing teacher, a teacher that no human words can express and no human mind can understand yet. It's just...
How did you find her? How did you hear about her?
It's a very interesting story. I remember I was getting this book, Health and Healing in Yoga, the sections from the mother. And I just started reading it, and somehow I decided to go to this studio, previously yoga centers, now Life and Shine Center. And I met Mana, and I told her a little bit of myself, and she immediately signed me for Savitri's meditation course.
Oh, beautiful.
So this is how I ended up in being Savitri's student.
Beautiful. And what is, how did you find that supported your intuition, or what was the first thing that you noticed as you started to take class with her?
It was like awakening. Something, it felt that I knew something. Like I had this knowledge, almost on a cellular level, some knowledge, but it was like so deep in me, I couldn't bring it up. And after going to meditation classes, I felt like, oh my God, now I know. I know things that I always knew, but somehow I just forgot, like for 30 years, I didn't remember them. And now I start to remember them again.
Beautiful.
They were inside of me. They were always part of me, but somehow it's what happens with all of us. We have this divine essence, but for one reason or another, we let it to be forgotten.
Yes.
And suddenly, with certain events, with just with the divine grace, we have this awakening.
Yes. And that's what happens. And that's the beautiful gift that Savitri brings to the world. Yes. Is our that innate wisdom gets lost with all our busyness. We'll be right back after this break with Savitri and Gaia. Stay tuned to Sisters Talk Radio.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and welcome, Savitri.
Hello, everyone.
And we have our beautiful guest, Gaia. Welcome back, Gaia.
Thank you. Thank you, Mona.
Great. Well, on this segment, I want to talk a little bit more about meditation and the role it has in supporting intuition and how important it's actually becoming in the work world. But first, I wanted to have, Savitri, I wanted to see your view. When Gaia came to class the first time, what were your thoughts having a student like Gaia come?
Well, you know, I have to admit, I had no idea that Gaia was so educated. She did a beautiful job of keeping her intuition. She had this incredibly tender heart, a beautiful sweetness about her. She was very open-minded. There was just this beautiful kindness that just flowed through her whole being. And that's very rare to find with people who are very, very educated. Usually when the mind gets so educated and it's filled with all this information, the mind begins to talk you out of becoming more intuitive. It begins to talk you out of being more feeling and kind. And that's why we have people who are very, very mental don't have much of a conscience anymore. And unlike Gaia, she had a beautiful conscience flowing through her. And so when I found out how educated she was, I truly was really shocked, because she was a great gift for me to see, which was the number one excuse among people that, you know, I'm a mental being, and therefore meditation won't work for me, and intuition, I don't believe in intuition. And here was this beautiful woman who was more educated than most people who were claiming they were so educated, and had maintained that beautiful connection with her soul. And that is the number one excuse educated people will say, or people who live in their mind and go, you know what, according to my education, according to the facts that I have built up, and according to this, you know, I just don't believe in intuition. I don't believe in meditation. And here was this woman who truly was brilliant, had reached an incredible ability with her mind, and had taken her brilliance and nurtured the incredible brilliance of her soul as well. And that's a very rare person, and yet that should be for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, it feels like the world is really waking up to meditation. Because I know, Savitri, you found in our this article came to our awareness about the role that it's starting to play in Fortune 500 companies. Do you want to talk about that article?
Yeah. Actually, it was my acupuncturist who told me about this article, and it's in the HuffPost Healthy Living. It's an article by HuffPost in the Healthy Living category, dated July 11th, 2013. And in this article, it mentions the daily habits of these outrageously successful people, is the title. And it's an article based on a number of very, very, very successful people and how they swear by meditation to contact their intuition to guide their daily life. And here's a quote from a billionaire, Ray Dalio, and he mentions, "Meditation more than anything in my life was the biggest ingredient of whatever success I've had." This is a billionaire, the founder of Bridgewater Associates. So we have, and this is just a list of one CEO, one leader after the other, from the Ford Motor Company, from the Energy Project to Oprah. I mean, just one person after the other. It's important to read this, because too often we separate meditators from the leaders of our world. And here these leaders are saying, no, we are being led by our intuition. We are being, and we're using the vehicle of meditation to lead us and to guide us. And one thing I have found through meditation and through intuition, it brings up a very important part of the human being, and that is conscience. And it's when you have a conscience, then you make much better decisions for yourself, for your family, and for the whole world. So we really need to bridge the gap between the mind and the soul, and free more and more intuition in our lives, so that we can have a conscience, because the corporations are hurting our world, creating the GMOs, creating the smart meters, creating immunizations that are so toxic, creating all these toxic chemicals. These people are living very much in their mind. And once they had intuition and conscience, they wouldn't make these products and wouldn't come up with these ideas that are actually harming the human race and killing us. So meditation and intuition are vital to help the human being live their fullest, beautiful potential. And Gaia has truly lived her life from that. She has created this incredible, brilliant mind, and also has created this incredible, brilliant connection with her own soul.
Yes. The other part that was fascinating about this article, and then we'll come back to Gaia, is there were a number of men on this list that were finally embracing this. It was no longer a woo-woo thing that was just, you know, left for the world of yoga. This is like Bill Ford, of the executive chairman of Ford Motor Company. Mm-hmm. He's even saying that during difficult times at his company, he set an intention every morning to go through his day with compassion and to lead with compassion, and that he developed compassion for himself through a loving kindness meditation practice. Now, this is the automobile industry. This is the leader in the automobile industry. It is really coming out now that the old ways of doing business don't work, and that intuition really has to lead the way. And that's what was so amazing about you, Gaia, is that you allowed your intuition to not be lost in all that education. And the fact that you now run your life, you run everything. Like, again, I go back to cooking. You were telling me about how you cook for big groups of people every weekend, or close to every weekend. Tell me about that.
We're very welcoming family, and we have lots of friends and people who are coming to our house, and I love cooking, and of course I have my beautiful mom who also loves cooking, so we double that, and we just love to entertain and be with people, and when I cook something and the person asks me, please give me a recipe, I said, I would love to do that, but I don't remember how I did that. And I remember one time my younger daughter, she came to that guy, like one guy who was asking her, give me a recipe. She said, don't you understand? It's so simple. She's doing it with love. So the main ingredient, like give me ingredients, yes. The main ingredient is just love.
Oh my gosh.
And she was like 7 or 8 years old.
And that's amazing, because again, I go back to baking, this is the part that's challenging for me, is you're baking and it needs certain measurements of ingredients, and yet you don't follow that, and yet the recipe still comes out. So your intuition, your soul, knows exactly what those ingredient proportions need to be.
Yes, it's like my body, my hand knows how much tablespoons to put, it's how much of each ingredient to put, even before my mind would accept it. This is why I'm so humbled. I think the only lesson that I learned through all my education is, and it's the best lesson a human being can possibly learn, to be humbled by all your experiences. And from that place, try to go to a higher place, which would be intuition, I guess.
Well, when you allow your hand energy to guide a recipe, that is humbling, because all of a sudden you realize that it wasn't your mind that was doing it. And the mind actually is befuddled.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? You did something without me?
Yeah, exactly. This is exactly how
you
I feel.
Include me in the recipe?
That's right.
And Savitri, you must cook that way to some degree too. I know your feelings on cooking, but do you find yourself cooking that way?
That's the only way I can cook. I've never been able to follow a recipe. My whole life, I've always cooked through intuition. And one of the things I've learned, because I don't remember what I do, is it's taught me to pay more attention because I get from my family, but why didn't you write down the recipe? So now I've learned to pay attention more to my intuition and write down immediately what I put so that I finally create my own recipes. Because I've got so many complaints from my daughter and husband and other people. You know, you should have written it down. You should have written it down. And it's like, okay, now I did write it down.
That'd be the next level of education or taking intuition out into the world is to
giving back
these incredibly intuitive recipes that just come to you. And this again was just amazing to me that you just create dish after dish from that. And that's a skill I hope to develop, but I do more meditation. I'll be able to pull that together. But it's just incredible the value of meditation has played in your role of bringing and really honoring your gift of intuition. And do you still meditate on a regular basis?
Yes, of course, and I've got all these snacks through the day and long meditation at night.
Great.
When the kids go to sleep.
Perfect. Well, listen, it's break time, so we'll be right back with Savitri and Gaia right after this commercial break.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to this last segment of Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
And
back.
Go ahead. And we're on our last segment. We wanted to talk with Gaia. And Gaia, how you've had some health challenges to deal with. How has your intuition helped you through these health challenges?
So first of all, my life is going around yoga now and meditation, and it helps me to calm my mind, and in my daily life, just do a better choices with everything, with my choice of food, with my choice of activities, and it just helps to it basically it saved my life. I mean, I cannot say less than that. This is why I'm still alive. This is why I'm still walking, breathing, and doing everything, taking care of my family, my kids, and just trying to be an active member of this beautiful path.
Did you consult doctors?
In the beginning, yes, I tried, but they couldn't help me. And I decided, okay, it's now my turn. And through intuition, through all these things, I developed a special regimen, which would include supplementation, special meditation, and all these natural approaches, really help.
Yeah,
this is the only thing that helps. Nothing else can help.
So you created your own regimen of supplementation.
That's right.
And how did you do that?
Supplement that Savitri recommended.
Okay. And how did you do that process? Or how did you choose?
Again, to put it in a couple of words, if it feels right, if you have this peaceful feeling inside of you, yes, it's right.
So you'd go to a store?
Yes.
And how does that process, what does that process look like?
Usually the process starts with at home, sitting at my computer and doing some research. And, of course, after that, going to a store, yes.
And then when you're at the store, what do you do?
First of all, would be silly, but first of all, pray. Trying to surrender my mind to my heart, and from that place, going and picking up.
So you would pick up a bottle of something?
Mm-hmm.
And what would be your process?
If it feels right, it should be
okay.
Mine. If it doesn't, okay.
Did your intuition tell you how much of each product to take?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you got a regimen down that your intuition, guided by your intuition, do you still follow that same regimen today?
Actually, it's not something that is stuck. It's changing because what was right a couple of months ago is not right now.
Okay.
And it's just a process.
So have you found yourself improving?
Absolutely. Yes.
Beautiful. So on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 1 being like, whoa, it was low and my energy was really low when I started out, when I discovered I had these health challenges, where would you rate that now?
My heart is telling me 11.
Good.
But my body is still about 8.
Oh, that's still pretty good. And so that would be over what period of time?
Since I got to yoga.
Okay, so that
it's
would be
8 years.
8 years.
Yes.
Beautiful. And most of that time you've guided your health.
Yes.
With your intuition.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And with the help of good divine grace.
Savitri, any comments on that?
Yeah, I think it's just so beautiful that when I watch people get more and more intuitive, how they begin to become much more aware that they have the power of choice. They begin to become much more aware that all day long they're making decisions. Every human being is making a decision all day long. Everything you do, everything you think, everything you feel, you're making a decision. And so by being only in the mind, you're just making a decision based on the data your mind was able to fill itself up with. When you go to your heart and to your soul, you're connecting with the data of everything everywhere, the maximum data possible. And so to access that data on a moment-to-moment basis is what intuition is all about. And then your life is a much more fulfilled, much more balanced, much more divinely blessed life when you are living much more from the maximum data that is free for anyone to turn to. And when I've seen people who limit themselves with making decisions from their mind only based on the data they picked up through education and picked up from the family and picked up from news and so forth and books they've read, their lives are not well-balanced. And that's why, as I said, Gaia is just a beautiful example of how she's used the data of her mind. As she mentioned, when she found out that she was not well, she went to her computer, she educated herself to the maximum that the mind could get. Then she turned to her intuition to get more data. Now, that's how we should be using the mind and the heart, by learn the most you can with the mind, and then you surrender. She said she surrendered, and she was humble. She realized, the mind realized, I don't know all. And then she was able to access the extra data that she needed to make those choices and decisions on a moment-to-moment basis as to what to eat and how to sleep, and all the multiple decisions we're making constantly. That's
beautiful.
Where we get so stressed, because the mind is overwhelmed with all the decisions it has to make. But when you are living with the heart, you don't get stressed, because your soul just sort of flows you into the answer.
And I'm sure it was helpful not to have be interacting with any doctors at that point, because at that point they don't necessarily always agree with what your intuition would come up with.
That's right. Now my doctor accepts what I do, and she cannot believe that I'm doing so well.
And how much of your education as a doctor played into your role of healing?
I would call it a little helping accommodation. The all knowledge that I get, it just helping accommodation to get to a greater place, which would be intuition.
Yes.
It's not something contradictory.
Yes.
But it's just the very beginning, which helps sometimes.
Yes, it's in a supportive role.
Yes, just supportive role, absolutely.
Wow. And how often do you now change your regimen?
I cannot tell it for sure, because I don't know what will be the next.
Okay. Step. See, I'm pointing at you, asking these questions, because you can hear these questions from my mind, and you can hear her answers from intuition, because intuition doesn't always map things out, doesn't always give you a plan far out. You just are in the moment, and when you're in the moment, you don't always know what the next moment is going to bring.
Yeah, and when.
And when. And Savitri, you've certainly found that for yourself as you've gone through your health challenges.
Yeah, I had also many, many health challenges. It was actually meditation that saved my life, and my intuition that guided me out of them in a very, very short time. And actually, I now teach those meditations to help other people as well to access their intuition, to heal themselves, to heal their minds, to heal their bodies. And actually, I'm teaching a workshop on September 14th and 15th on Saturday and Sunday. Please go to aliveandshinecenter.com to learn about this workshop. That's aliveandshinecenter.com, September 14th and 15th.
Great. Well, thank you, Gaia, for being our guest. I'll post all this information on the webpage. Thank you so much. Thank you, Savitri. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.